Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
I have a letter here, Chemda. It's from Karen, and it ends, this is from Karen, and then parentheses, not that kind of Karen. So give her a chance. Please read my email on the show, Keith and Chemda. I am requesting, nay, begging for the Keith and the Girl fam to wake up before it's too late. Please don't sleep through this opportunity to make Keith and Chemda work harder, and we get more.
Wait a minute.
I'm back at work with a daily commute of just over an hour each way. I'd love to get back to five episodes a week. I'm a VIP member, which means most of the commute time is covered with Keith and the Girl magic, but more regular episodes would put my commute over the top. Please join me in backing their Kickstarter. Give whatever you can so that we can work together to get more K and C. P.S. I tried starting a podcast with a good friend. It really takes a fuck ton more than it seems. We canceled the show before we even put one episode out. I can't imagine starting a podcast with a partner and continuing after the breakup. My friendship barely survived just trying to launch a podcast. Folks, please go to the Keith and the Girl Kickstarter and help keep these two running hard. KeithandtheGirl.com/kick. K-A-T-G for life. Karen, not that kind of Karen. Well, that's it. It's the final hours of the Keith and the Girl Kickstarter. What she's talking about specifically, and there's other rewards too. She's talking about specifically, we went from 5 days a week to three during the pandemic while we figured out live stuff and getting other people set up, et cetera, et cetera. And seeing if people give a shit, should we add more shows? She's saying, what's the problem? Yes, I want more shows. Everyone who's backing the Kickstarter also gets an exclusive ticket to this week's premiere of an all-new game show. It's the only way you get a ticket, and it's the only way that you will then vote on which game we'll be putting out in 2023. What? What? KeithandtheGirl.com/kick. All backers also get a free copy of the show. You heard that right. All backers. Some of the rewards are about money. Some of the rewards are about simply being a backer. That's it. Final hours. Okay? There's more perks. Take a look. KeithandtheGirl.com/KICK. Thank you very much. All right. You know what? Chargebacks happen, Chemda. You know, backers leave for whatever reason. Never mind taxes. So thank you, everybody that's stepping up and saying, hi, we do give a shit. And we appreciate that very much. Speaking of thanks, somebody brought this up to me, Chemda.
Oh, boy.
And just tell me if you've noticed it. Every year, there's a white grandma who tried to invite her white grandson to a Thanksgiving dinner. Somehow she texted the wrong person, a black dude named Jamal, I believe is his name, and they started a friendship. And the world's so sick that we can't get over it. We should give them Oscars, a white grandma and a black grandson. And they've kept in touch, and it's like the sixth year they've been doing it. I've never seen the original kid. Where'd that guy go? That's a good fucking point.
So this is a thing that's been going on as a mistaken text. People became friends. People who it's like, how did these people even meet?
It's a real country house, and he's black. She has Eat, Pray, Love in her kitchen, and he's a black person. How could they ever get on? But it turns out once a year, they'll still see each other for pictures because they both think it's funny.
Yeah, well, I can get along with somebody else's mother and grandmother. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that for Thanksgiving for everybody. You know how you go back and you fight with everybody? Go to someone else's family. People will call it charming. Everybody gets nice, and we're all kind of best behaving, aren't we? Because there are strangers in the house now. Or just invite the not color that you are to your Thanksgiving. See what happens.
But where's the actual grandson? Something sick is going on. This is going to be a true crime investigation. Where's the original grandson? Because that original grandson isn't getting any clout. You're not getting any likes from the original grandson. You got to keep this thing going. So now what? Do they keep, your grandson keeps getting into accidents Christmas Eve or Thanksgiving Eve? I'm not sure. But something's up. Something's up.
I think the whole point is to take it off the grandson. Just be like, you know what? The grandson actually thought he wasn't invited that year because it's like, well, you could have texted me. Well, obviously you're invited. Why didn't you text me if you didn't get my text? Well, I thought that you were maybe doing something different. Well, why would I not invite you? Clearly, there's already something on your mind. So they got into a fight, but who gives a shit? They're blood. So they have to get along, right? But this guy, a white grandma and a black guy the age that could be her grandson. Wow.
I hope that the white grandson is hanging out with the black grandma.
Miraculous.
And actually, the food's better. He's not coming home. And then the grandma's like, can you at least take pictures with me, black grandson? Because my white grandson is eating all your flavors.
Well, I really think this is a new wave. I think we're not fully understanding what to do with this information.
What to do with the information? You find where you buy a story from and you pay them. And then you put out movies and you're rich.
Right.
That's what you do. Right here. I'm going to try to buy her story. I bet you could do it with the muffins. All right. I'm on to something. Anyway, it was Chemda's birthday. Chemda had a birthday weekend. Never mind, you know, all year long is her birthday.
Thank you for knowing that.
For knowing it, yes. And tell me all about it. We knew you were going to a circus, a one-ring circus. That's good. They can pay all their attention to one place. And then some surprise over the weekend. Tell us all about it.
Okay, so the circus thing happened on Friday night. I got tickets to this circus. It was on Groupon, and we've been wanting to go. So it happens to be part of the birthday. For those who are nervous about Xerxes...
Do you print out the tickets and then make him figure out how to present it to you?
I could see why you would think I would do that.
I mean, you bought your own gift, it seems. So we're just trying to make things. I mean, didn't spend Thanksgiving with Kat, and I got people with Kat. Whoops, I meant Kyle, and people are asking, am I gonna get a divorce like with Kat? Yeah. So you know, we got to know like something. You just perked our ears up.
I probably printed it and gave it to him ahead of time, but at the end of the day, it was I had to get the Groupon app on my phone, and I'm doing it right before we pick up the tickets at Will Call, and I'm like, ugh, I gotta set a new password and all this stupid shit. And then at the end of the day, do they ask for it? No, it's under my name. Now, the reason why I say this is I know everybody's worried about Xerxes. Did he get everything right? Is he okay? He's doing great. Everything went fine.
Ah, look at that.
Little spoiler. And with that, I get to complain. Okay, here we go. So we go to the circus. I do all the Groupon shit, but they just want the name. Could have gone faster. That's okay. I picked the seats. They were literally the worst seats. I did not know that you can have bad seats in a one-ring circus. I thought, you know, they play for in the round, so they have to kind of... But we're in the back of the circle. Did you know there was a back of the circle? Anyway, we're in the back of the circle, and... Like, we're not kids, so it doesn't matter. You know, they do kind of play to the round. They turn around to us for a second, like, okay, we looked at you. Now we play to the front, like, you know, the VIPs. And you could tell, unfortunately, you can tell the kids in the front, they paid extra. They paid extra for the coat they're wearing. They paid extra for the lights they're shining. You know, like, they're the extra kids. Their parents have spent minimum $500 this day, right? But no hate. We're at the circus, at the back of the circle. Very good. And there's a ringmaster. The ringmaster and the clown come in between every act in order to distract you from how they're cleaning up the stage and setting up for the next thing, right? Now, the clown is not a regular clown like we know. The clown
is the gym teacher, right? It's always the gym teacher.
No, he's the cool guy extra. So he is wearing a mohawk. Like as if he's a cartoon. It's like, you know, three feet high, and he looks plasticky. Like he's out of your TV. Like he's cool guy Johnny Rocket, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the kids are loving him. He's got a lot of talent and pretends he doesn't. You know, there's a hula hooper that comes out and he's like, I'm gonna try to hula hoop too. And all the kids are like, but you're so dumb. And he's like, all right, but I'm gonna do it bigger. I have a giant hula hoop, and it's the size of the actual circus ring.
Well, I would trust him right there. Like he has it.
Well, he's pretending to be a little kid, sort of.
Sure.
And I'm going to do it, too. And they're like, oh, Johnny, you can't do it. And his name is literally Johnny. And he, of course, fucking does it with this giant hula hoop and then pretends to suck at it. But in order to suck at it in the circus, you have to be really good. Mm-hmm. And the kids are like, next time, Johnny. Meanwhile, Johnny just fucking hula hooped with a very heavy giant hula hoop.
Oh, kids are so stupid. I remember doing the magic for kids. And I took this, what do you call that, change bag? Where you
That's what you call it.
Well, the trick is I can change what's inside the bag with the flip of a switch on the handle. So you put in bullshit, I flip the switch, I pull out whatever I want. You come all over the place, right? That's the adult version. That's the adult version. That's the adult version. The children, they come from all over the place to watch what I'm doing because that's for children. But anyway, I put in these scarves, red, white, and blue, and I'm going to pull out the American flag. So to make things last longer, there's an American flag that's all fucked up. Red stars, blue sides, you know. And I pull that out and people go, the kids, that's not how the flag looks. I'm like, who gives a fuck? This is demon shit I just did. Hey, you're an idiot. I'm like, what I did was almost more amazing than a real flag, what I just did. But now I'm going to go change it. And then they're like, oh, you changed it to the right flag. Kids are so stupid.
Right, but it's really helpful in the circus when they're dumb, right?
Sure. Because
as soon as something comes on stage, they're like, oh, my God. Not this thing. This is so good. Like they're losing their fucking mind. And it's enjoyable because you're like, oh, right. Like I'm supposed to be watching this like a kid. That's a great idea. So I told you that there's no animals in the circus anymore, right?
Yeah.
I lied. The first act, dogs. What do dogs do? Sit over here, jump over here. And I get that that's like really incredible. So whatever, but I don't care to watch dogs sitting over here and jumping over there. They'll jump and they'll sit and I'll find them amazing.
But no whips, right? In your presence.
No, okay. No. And in fact, it's like a 12-year-old or 14-year-old girl. You know, everybody comes in with their backstory. Like as they're setting up, that you see a video of that person's story. Like, I've always wanted to be in the Big Apple Circus. I started training when I was 3. This is a family affair. Everybody. Yeah. Turns out I'm also into high wire. Turns out I'm also into dog training. Turns out and it's generational. Like really, grandma was on stage for some of this. Anyway,
this is what people misunderstand. Don't worry about the animals. The humans are the ones getting whipped. Don't worry about it.
It's true. At 3-year-old, you were dying to walk on a high wire.
That was my passion, to get away from the beatings. Oh, it looks like someone could climb a fucking ladder. We got a job for you.
Right. None of these people wanted to be lawyers. It just all came out going like, you know what I want to do? I want to be a clown. Okay, fine. So, and even the clown was generations of clowning. So, where was it? Oh, so the first one was dog training. It was so adorable because as soon as a dog enters the stage, the kids are like, oh my God, dogs? And I'm like, oh yeah. They walk by the dog park and they're losing their mind. Right. You know, doesn't matter that the dogs are jumping on things. And that's why parents, you're wasting your money.
Right.
Walk them by a dog park. They have the same response. And now they can actually touch the dog.
They can touch the dogs. Owners love it. I'm not joking. I had a dog that had a lot of energy. And yeah, we all loved people playing with this dog.
Right. Yeah. But no, it was super cute. And then there was the ringmaster, like I said, interacting with the other adult who's a clown. And so one time the ringmaster was like, yeah, these are people's dreams. And you should always dream big and blah, blah, blah. I remember I wanted to fly when I was a kid, so I dreamed really big. And then one day I flew and the lights changed and the ringmaster looked up and he's just looking up and the light is just, and then we are in the back, right? We're on the wrong side. So what we're seeing is the prep. There's an adult person, you know, there are adults like in the dark going in and throwing them the extra hula hoop and throwing them the thing and, you know, getting the props ready. One of the prop adults called the other prop adult when the guy looked up and was like, sure, it's not ready. And he's like, what? Like, get back here. It's not ready. And then the guy's just looking up. Now he stops looking up. His head is still up, but his eyeballs are like, where the fuck are you? And these guys, fully grown bouncer looking men, are now running behind us like it's the circus behind us. And then the guy finally looks back at the clown, the ringmaster, and goes, And you should fly too if that's what you want. Anyway, up next. Oh, man, it felt so bad.
What was it supposed to be? Do you know?
Yeah, he was supposed to fly. So something was supposed to come down.
Hook on his back.
Like, you know, either he hooks on it or he grabs onto it and he starts.
I made it sound like I'm disappointed, like it's not magic. Oh, a hook on the fucking back.
Right.
I see the hook on the back one more time, folks. I swear to God.
Well, he's probably doing a version of a flying trapeze and he didn't get to do his thing. I wonder if he's like, fine, I'm not sweating in this fucking outfit. But he did have to like take off his jacket, like, and then I flew. And just a break, just a beautiful, beautiful break. Oh, I felt so bad. There were a couple other things because we were where we were and because we're adults, we could see that things are fucking up. And also we can see sort of behind the scenes things.
How much does it cost to get a chair where the workers get also?
You know, it probably wasn't that much more, but I thought...
Well, could it be?
It's probably like $20 more a ticket.
No, I mean, but you're thinking like it's a circle. What's the problem?
Yeah, it's a circle. Plus, like when you add two people now, it's $40.
Sure.
Know, that's like another night out, you know? Like,
I mean, it's a birthday, not a fucking event.
It's a circus. We're going to see it.
Right.
You know, we saw more dog butt than dog face, but it was okay. We could still see them. I had no idea. And I've been to this circus before. Oh, well. So then.
Did you tell them like some of your skills? Those of you who watched the movie, The Menu, I wonder if Kendall was like the douchebag dude that was like, is there, do I taste oregano? Yes, Johnny, you're about to die, but yes, you taste oregano. Did you try to tell the clown, like, you know, any tricks that you know, that kind of thing?
No.
Okay, good.
In my seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
is that silicone? Like, but you knew it was.
I mean, I was going to be like, I think he's waiting for you guys. Right. Do you think?
Were you tempted?
Something?
Were you tempted to stand up and help?
Not at all. I know it's not going to help. How do I even know how to help?
I just know. Were you worried for them?
No, there's so much going on.
Okay.
You know what? I get what you're saying. And looking back, I was pretty calm. Yeah, I think in the past, there was
chaos that only you knew
about. I felt bad because I wonder if this guy is like, damn, the one thing that I really like doing in the circus is my flying trapeze.
Right.
Not this like fake like, oh, Johnny, you can do it. Like I finally get to, you know, fly. Right. And now, okay, and back to this act. Anyway, what's going on next is my favorite. So, yeah. So
maybe I can on Saturday, two shows.
That's so funny that you said that because at the end, I'm jumping to the end because, you know, there's a lot of bowing in theater and I get it. You're probably, and the clowns do get paid, circus people do get paid, but you know, when you're in entertainment, you have like a short span. So maybe clapping is all you get at the end of the day because you're clapping. Now it's clapping for everybody. Now it's clapping for individuals. Then it's clapping for this. Now we do a short, you know, choreographed thing. Now we start the clapping over. I'm like, how did we start the clapping over? Don't forget, this started at 7. There was an intermission at 8 where, like, I think a lot of parents said, like, no, it's not intermission. We're going home. By 8 o'clock, the children are usually sleeping after showers, after whatever. Now there's another half of the circus. So, of course, in the middle of that, the second half, something happened. The music dropped, and it was a high wire act. And the guy decided he's going to tell us a story. He's like, we have walked across the Grand Canyon on high wire, alive volcanoes, Times Square. And I'm like, I know. We saw the video while you guys were setting up. We're good. Like, you're going to stop this show. The children are, it's past their bedtime by hours now, and you're going to tell us your story. So you can hear, like, the kids are not paying attention. Right. They don't care where you've been, not now. Right now, you're on a high wire, and they're like, and we went all over the place, and we actually, you know, it makes it, there's a reason why you're watching us. We are the greatest, la, la, la. And you could just hear kids in the background, nah! Like, they're just making the noises they make. You're not supposed to have quiet. Anyway, so the whole point was, hey, we're going to do this thing where we're not only on bicycles and on top of another bike, and then this person's going to put a chair on top of that and then sit on the chair, then stand on the chair. You're going to want to clap, save it until we're safely on the other side. It's like, okay, as far as the kids are concerned, they can walk across this thing, but all right.
Right.
And we noticed we were very close to the high wire act. They were like right above us practically. So we saw the woman like get her feet onto a position and then literally go, yeah, I'm not doing that, and change everything. Like, she said it to herself, but we could see her face from up close because we're in the back. And she's like, not today.
Are there nets and shit though?
No.
Oh, that's so fun.
No, no nets. You could really drop. And I'm like, there are kids here. This is very strange. What else? There was So at the end, I was jumping to the end. At the end, there's all the claps and all the things and all the whatever. And then they start getting us clapping in rhythm. Yes, what's happening? Now, here we go. And they stop. And everyone's just waiting. Oh, my God. Something's about to explode or something. This is the end. They had us clap in time and now it stopped. And then one of the people, not even the ringleader, one of the people go, all right, but seriously, we got to go. Listen, we got 3 shows tomorrow, okay? So we got to go at some point. Bye. And that's it. It was so fucking weird.
Was something else supposed to happen? Was something else supposed to drop?
I don't know. I don't know. But he said, all right, guys, listen, we have 3 shows tomorrow. We got to end this at some point.
Like you're holding him hostage.
I know. So there must have been other things. I'm like, we didn't clap in time because we decided to do that. I think that's, oh yeah. So then there was, there was a guy there whose whole act was, at first he blew up a balloon, then swallowed it while blown up.
Oh no, like, sounds like someone in one of Craig's clubs.
Shout out to Craig. Well, so he's swallowing a balloon. Now you look around, these are children. They're little kids. You don't want them to put a giant balloon in their face, but he swallows a whole long balloon into his belly. Then he starts swallowing razor blades individually. First, he cuts a piece of paper to see how strong it is. Then he walks around the ring so everybody gets front row to see him swallow the next razor. Oh, you didn't see it? I was facing this other one. You get to see the 10th razor. You get to see the 11th razor. And I'm like, why is this a kid's show?
Do you know how many TikTok challenges I saw Benny do? He doesn't know I know, but I know. I think he tried to deep fry a pot. This is a terrible idea.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking like this guy swallowed a balloon. Now he's swallowing razor blades. Then some magic thing happens. He starts taking out the razor blades on a string. You know how we used to, you know, pull colors out of our mouth. Razor blades are now on a string. After all the 20 to, I don't know, 50 razor blades that he pulled out on the string, the balloon came fully blown up out of his mouth also. So you could see like that's what he started with. Ta-da! That was his act. 3-year-olds in the audience going like, oh, is that what happens? You just throw them up in a nice form and everyone claps. I just thought that was the weirdest thing to hire for a not adult circus. Anyway, the cutest part was the clown comes in and he's like, we're going to rock and roll now.
Oh, nice.
And he takes a broom and they put on, I forget what old person rock and roll song is on. And the kids are like, oh shit, we're doing bad things. He's like playing the guitar. And then you hear, see, now we hear the background stuff. We have adults behind us and they start going, Johnny, Johnny. Now all the kids are going, Johnny, Johnny. I'm like, oh shit. This is how this gets created, right? The kids don't know to yell Johnny, Johnny. They don't even know his name is Johnny.
Right.
Now all the kids are yelling Johnny. Then one of the adult bouncer-looking guys come in and he's like, you should be cleaning with that broom. So you hear the guys behind us going, boo. And the kids take a second because they're like, well, we're not allowed to boo. That's just crazy. And they're like, wait a minute. We're allowed to boo. Boo! Get the fuck out of here! Now they're flipping out. Xerxes is like, there's going to be a riot. They keep telling these kids to boo. They're going to realize that they can take this guy on, and they're doing him a favor. Now it's go Johnny, boo this guy. Every time the guy comes in, he turns off the music. Everybody boos. And then the clown comes in on a giant wrecking ball. I came in like a wreck and fucking
kills pushes. Three people.
Yeah, he kills the guy.
All right.
Meanwhile, this is one of the guys in the background. So in the next scene, he's helping whoever, you know, with their hula hoops or with whatever. So Xerxes turns to me and goes, we're cool with this guy now? Because he's got to keep working. Anyway, it was adorable. I suggest you go to the circus. Save $500 and you can go with a kid. Holy shit. You do the math on the stuff that they're holding.
Yeah.
You know, you pay like $40 a ticket per person or something. You add that with those kids. Then the thing that's blinking and turning, the cotton candy that cost you $8, the popcorn, all of it.
Yeah, I've worked on Broadway. I've seen all that shit. And the kids, they're exhausted at the end. They're hitting their $30 light up handheld toy. Remember, like, as a kid, you had like the flashlight with the jack-o'-lantern on? That was my Halloween costume. Anyway, there's a you heard right. but they sell versions of that at like Wicked or, you know, all these Broadway shit. It's like, they're like, you know, they got to be $30 easily. And then they're just banging it like on a wall because they're bored because, you know, mom has to wait until the car comes out. That's $60.
Right.
Out of parking. Yeah.
Right. Everything costs a shit ton. So that's why we sat in the back in a circle. Very strange. But loved it. Loved it. Very excellent. Got to be on a bike. Bike to the circus. Awesome. The next day, we're going to a surprise thing. And I'm like, okay, can I guess? Now, I usually don't do this because I'm like, let me just pretend I don't know until I get to the place. But I knew it. It was Alvin Ailey. I've been saying I want to go to Alvin Ailey. They always come to New York in December. We're going to a theater. He said we need to get dressed up a little bit. And I'm like, that's Alvin Ailey. Pajamas, that's Alvin Ailey. He's like, do you want me to tell you? And he's, you know, his head's going to explode. Like, right. I can get this wrong, even though she's telling me to tell her right now. Anyway, it was Alvin Ailey. Really great. I have been wanting to see them. For those who don't know, Alvin Ailey is
a group of three chipmunks, right? Set in the modern age where they can talk.
Close.
They can sing. They can sing well, but they're trouble. But the dad does, the guy that rented, that bought these chipmunks, he has no discernible talent of his own. And so he puts up with shenanigans of baby chipmunks and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I just Googled it. This is dancing.
It's dance.
Oh, okay.
It's modern dance.
You could have stopped me. All right.
Alvin Ailey is a dance company started by a man named Alvin Ailey, and it is modern dance. And I've seen it before, and, you know, obviously.
What's new? What's new modernly? Because it's been a while since you've seen it. So, what is modern now, today? Same?
So, I think I might have seen Alvin Ailey already. I haven't seen it that many times.
You've seen everything?
But well, I was like,
don't they do shows like Circus Delay, the show? And the show's a different name. So how did you see everything Alvin Ailey does?
No, that's the thing. I was like, oh, maybe I just kind of know. I know the show is not over until they bring out their fabrics. Holy shit, there's always a fabric number. And it's like at first when I saw the fabric number, I'm like, oh my God, they're using fabric to make it like water, and it looks like water on stage. And I'm like, bring on the fabric, make it look like water on stage. Uh-huh. And I'm like, all right, the show's not over. There's no fabric yet. There were two intermissions.
Oh my.
Two intermissions. They didn't say there were two intermissions. People didn't know. A lot of people didn't come back for that last time because you thought that last intermission was just done. Meanwhile, it's the finale. A very old Black history, slavery-based number that's like a classic Alvin Ailey fucking major production in the show. Mm. You didn't say we'll take a 15-minute intermission. The lights just came on, and that was the second intermission since when. So some people didn't come back. We had a little more room, but weird, right?
How do you know?
I like to ask ahead of time, like how long this is going to take, how much we're going to be there, what to expect for the intermission. So we happen to ask, but that's weird. So then I want to ask you guys this controversial thing.
Oh,
I wasn't sure if I was going to bring it up or not. Mm-hmm. There's during that last part, there's a number called Wade in the Water. And that whole last part has to do with history of Black people in the U.S., including slavery, like all of this shit. And suddenly the Asian guy came out in the middle of Wade in the Water. There was almost a gasp, but everybody held it in. And you can feel it at the last second. They were like, okay, we are all very sophisticated people and we got dressed up and we're watching this and this is normal because I think we're not allowed to say anything.
I missed the one sentence somehow.
An Asian guy in the production, in the finale, in Wade in the Water, depicting African American history, slavery, all of a sudden.
I see.
And so I'm like, I know everyone else felt the way.
Right.
Am I an asshole? Can't you just do this number?
He didn't do blackface, right?
Nobody did blackface. But
yeah.
Is it weird that I feel that way?
Could he be, if he's part black, is he allowed to? You just can't tell.
Right.
Like could Charlize Theron do it? She's from Africa.
See, now we're going into this thing, right? And it's not up to me. So I just go, cool, I saw Avenelli, right?
Right.
Sure. And I definitely don't go into, well, the Chinese came here as slaves also, and they actually built the railroad. So maybe that's like an ode to, you know, the railroads. That was you. I don't know. Or like, hey, they just let like a black woman for the first time into American ballet. That was a fucking big deal. If we start making noise about this, then it'll be that. Like, are we allowed to talk about this? Was this meant for us to talk about? Is this even a thing? Is that?
I hear you.
You know?
And so everybody else was black, obviously.
There was maybe a white woman, maybe another Asian, but like this particular number was very, very specific. Okay. And yeah, usually it's all black. It's it comes from black dance form.
Well, of course. Alvin Ailey.
But modern dance, Alvin Ailey, has some African influences. There's a whole history there, but
you look into the history of modern dance, it's interesting.
Well, I learned about modern dance in high school.
But it keeps changing. It's new, I would think, but I guess not. I guess you've seen it before. I would think it's new. I'm like, this is a 2022 dance. I thought they'd be like Stomp a Time a Bad Bitch or something.
No, because it sounds like it's new dance. Modern dance is like there's ballet, jazz, modern. It's a type of dance. Mm. It's not new.
Okay.
Could be now, here's another thing that I'm thinking.
Then they twirl around.
And then I'm thinking, what if I just know Alvin Ailey like it's a comedy club, you know? Like, we just went to Caroline's of dance, right? You know, where it's like, yes, you're going to see the super professionals. They're going to be sharpened. They're going to be whatever. But I want to go to the bar show dance version. So I'm going to figure that out because
they try harder. Yep.
They do. There's something about that where you're on some other level, or you see the same amount of talent, but you're paying like 0 to 20, and they're very happy that you're there.
I hear what you're saying.
So I'll figure that out.
Chris L is saying, what can we dance nowadays? You know?
I know. I don't know if I'm being an asshole. This is just the thoughts that came to my mind. Mm-hmm. And I think they came to other people's minds because there seemed to be like a breath held when we saw that. So, yeah. Other than that, the next day we went to a nice steakhouse where I always feel like the waiter knows I don't belong here and I don't come here often and ask very silly questions. And Oh yeah, there was a coat check and we're like, fuck it, let's do the coat check, right? And I'm like, I don't know if we're going to do the coat check. We're going to go to, you know, smoke in the middle maybe. And she goes, we'll just take them out again then and put them back. I'm like, right, because we're in a sophisticated place. So you don't mind. But I'm like, oh, I'm taking you out of your way. This is too bougie. But
kind of tip, you know, the coat check $200 by the end of the night.
I fucking wish. I'm just like, so we'll be taking our coats, but like then giving them back to you. Oh, you're not doing anything else? Because that's your, okay, no, that's regular.
We didn't hear anything about a card. All this and then no card.
All this, no card.
He's
been forgiving about the card.
Is it a point? Is he making a point at this point?
I think he made the point originally when he was like, what? And I was like, please.
And then he does something cute where he makes up birthday cards if he met you during big moments of your life, 16, 18, 20, whatever. That somehow means no card?
I don't know. Do you want to fight about a card?
No, it's just I like the easy things. Like I wouldn't have to do all this, but just write a fucking card. I would like to know that. And does he not know that?
I think he's doing what he likes to do. Mm-hmm. And no card is no card.
Okay.
So I said, let's say you were to write a card to me right now.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And in my head, I'm like, I'm to stop yourself. Like, oh, it already came out of my mouth.
And then?
He goes, I love you very much. Happy birthday.
And some pun about a picture of a dog.
Something. And then I go, okay, that's good. Do you think you learned something new about me this year? And he goes, what? And then he realized my face. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure I learned a lot of things that I can't really come up with right now. But yes, and I loved you the whole time. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to drop this now. Listen, we're all trying to be cool human beings, very relaxed. I got a 3-day fucking birthday extravaganza. How? And you know what? Every time I do that, I go, well, what about this? The audience is like, she can't be good enough. Like, nobody can be good enough. I'm like, this has been great. I've had a great weekend. Thank you.
Chris L. brings up, it's like you go, hey, I just want a card. Right. I have a different idea, though. Interpretive dance. Let's see if I can surprise. Right. Just a card, though. Right. But it's about slavery finale.
But to me, a card is... You heard me say I wanted to see Alvinelli, and you know that.
I would buy you a card and write in it Alvinelli. And there's the card. Done.
But Alvinelli, been talking about it this whole year. So that's my card.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed.
Don't try to make waves. You don't
I'm
have
just
the fabric.
Asking questions.
You don't have the fabric that Alvinelli has to questions. Pretend it's water.
No, I'm just asking questions. No, I had a busy time too. While you were doing that, I went into my giant box of wires.
Oh my God.
And I untangled them all.
Holy shit.
That,
why?
Now that's a weekend.
Why? That is a weekend.
You got to eventually.
Wow. Whew. What were you listening to?
I was watching football.
Oh, okay.
So that made it easier.
Okay.
And
you're like, what could be more boring? Oh, now football's interesting.
You dirty
dog. That makes sense.
You know that's not true. But I do see the NFL has special football shoes. They're more collector's items that go to special causes. And I see one of the causes, #singlemoms. I'll put the pictures up, and that's what I'm going to get for Kyle. So it'll be a nice shoe, graphically designed, you know, classy, and like a Nike shoe, though, but with cleats, and it says #singlemoms on it. It's pink, of course, and I think that'll be a nice nice gift. So that just came to me, and everything was like the universe is providing, so not bad.
Say single moms on the shoe?
Yeah, right on the shoe. That's the art.
That's the art.
That's art. Single moms. I mean, there's some red, and then fades into pink a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that good news? I'm not
following. Sick moms.
Can the single moms chime in and tell me if that's
we just covered
what
people
want
to be heard. And so I'm like, I hear you. You're a single mom. And cleats.
Can I have a shoe that says no children? I didn't know we were all wearing. Oh, we did talk about identifiers on Chew and A. Maybe this is part of it.
That's true. I did have a movie weekend. I did see a couple movies.
What?
I don't know if you won't know these, but because you don't go to the theater, but I don't know if you've seen people fake complain about it. These AMC Nicole Kidman movies. And it sounds like I go to Regal. I'm a Regal guy. But at AMC, before the movie starts, they go, you know, hey, go get your snacks, your whatever. Welcome to this theater. And AMC is like, it seems like it's Nicole Kidman is a movie's about to start. And she's sitting by herself, totally empty theater. And you can tell she's just ready to come. She's like, here comes the movie and the magic of the lights, right? So I haven't seen that one. People seem to be like, what the fuck? That's weird. Regal has
Nicole,
one.
Why does Nicole Kidman always get cast in sexual roles?
Right.
Do people feel sex coming off of her?
I don't.
You put her in a room full of other naked people having sex, and I still felt nothing. I don't understand. That's fascinating. She's gorgeous, gorgeous, great actor, but like not feeling sex.
I'm with you. Well, Regal has one and it literally upsets me. And what they're just showing people get popcorn and soda and go into their seat. But during all the hustle and bustle, different people just say famous movie lines.
Okay.
But
we're going to need more popcorn with that.
Yes. Kind of like that, but that would make quote sense. Instead, somebody opens up the Regal Theater and it's like, "Oh my god, this place is nicer than my apartment." And then his friend goes, "Surely you can't be serious." And he says, "I am serious. And don't call me Shirley."
Don't call me Shirley.
It's like, "Motherfucker, a Regal is better than most apartments." Hey. Why is this a fucking Surely you're not serious. So then you threw in the "Don't call me Shirley" line. Okay, it's funny. You're a guy is funny like before because a guy said it also.
Well, how are you going to throw in "We're going to need a bigger boat"? Not all of these fit in the theater scenario.
There's 6 billion famous lines.
Right.
Find
not
five.
Not out of it.
They're going to meet somebody. They're going to meet their friends in the theater. And so, you know, the one girl goes, "Hey, you guys," from the Goonies. But she's going to make an ugly face because Sloth was angry. And then you can see the place is all packed. So somebody says, "You can't sit here." And the other guy goes, "So you're saying there's a chance?"
What?
There's room or there's not? It just turns to somebody. It's like, it's not a man purse, it's a satchel. No one asked you anything. I know his soda's empty. I know it was you, Fredo. None of this makes sense. It makes my blood boil.
It should. It's why you're squeezing things in. You didn't get writers for this version?
Right.
Yeah, that's sad. Why do you need this also?
You don't. Just go, here's the movie pass we're offering. Hey, don't forget your snacks. That's it.
Honestly, put some kittens and puppies up on the screen. Everybody likes kittens and puppies on the screen. Why not?
And then write Coca-Cola on the bottom.
Sure. Yeah. Kittens and puppies brought to you by Coca-Cola. Stock's going up already.
That's right. Number one movie of the weekend, still, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
It's $17.6 million. Number two, this is the one I saw. Violent Night.
Okay. That looks very violent. It looks that the poster of it looks like it's going to be a good movie, but the name and idea is sketch.
Santa Claus.
Let's call it Violent Night. And we start there. We didn't have a movie first. We had a title first.
Right.
Which, okay.
The title was first.
Of course. And the guy looks like Violent Night in the poster. You know, he's got that like
Santa Claus and there's blood and there's eyes that are
the
like,
eyes, yes. Yeah. Like you didn't do like regular sad shit. You did like extra sad shit. How was it?
And thumbs down. I think it's a kid's movie. I think it's so violent and it's cursing every other word, of course, but it's also so simple. And it could have been so much funnier. There could have been something more clever to it. It really is Home Alone, but people die and you see tons of blood. But nothing was, the deaths weren't even creative. Like everything was, you either died by piano wire, stringed lights, or the strongest tinsel ever. And I'm like, that's the same thing. You said that lights is the same thing as that red shit you wrap around the tree, which is the same as somehow you got piano wire. It's all the same ways of dying, and then you get introduced to a sledgehammer. But I thought there'd be a lot of creative deaths, and that was sad for me. That was sad for me.
Okay, but like leading up to the death made sense?
Oh my God, brilliant.
Huh.
No.
No. You've got me so good. I think people are going to love this movie.
Perhaps.
Are they loving it?
Well, it's hard to say because everybody loves everything nowadays. I'm seeing the shittiest movies getting 100% by people on Rotten Tomatoes. And it's because we're still at that time. Like, people are, if they're going out to the movies now, then it's their first time back. And when it's people's first time back, it's like, well, this is a fucking plus. Thank you for even putting together a Santa Claus that beats up bad people. Thank you for taking the time, Hollywood.
You know what? I'll give you that. Yeah, we sat there in the restaurant while we're like, oh, yeah, it's been a while since we sat and more things kept coming to us.
Right.
You know? Like for a while, we're just in our house. Then for a while, we're like, we'll order it super quick, kind of holding our breath, and then we'll eat it somewhere else. But now we sat there. And so I do not have it on my mind all the time, but I do go like, hope this was worth COVID. Because, you know. But I think things are okay out there now.
All right.
I mean, you're getting COVID, but you're also getting the flu. You're getting things, but it's a reasonable amount now.
Which is funny because we're recording last week with Bianca Brady after this.
I know.
She got COVID.
She's okay.
She's okay. She's not dead. We'll get to the bottom of that.
She's still recording with us, though, today,
which
means...
Well, you signed a contract. I mean, you don't have a choice.
Lucy Pohl was supposed to be with us on today's episode.
Yeah, she got food poisoning.
Right.
So what's the point?
So now... Well, because you're getting things. You're going out, and you're getting things.
Right, that's true.
Lucy couldn't record. Now, Bianca can. So we're getting things.
Okay. All right. I suppose so. The Menu is that movie, that horror movie I told you about in theaters. That has John Leguizamo in it and Violent Night. John Leguizamo is the bad guy.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if he walks when an actor has something like that going on. Are they on a date and they go, let's see what's playing. Oh, shit. It's me. Oh, shit. This is humiliating. I'm every fucking poster. This was a weird time. To just randomly walk into a movie theater. Anyway.
They honestly probably do because I do that preemptively. I'm like, Tuxies, do you think if I had a show every Friday night at Madison Square Garden for a year that you would attend every one of those shows? He's like, what are you doing in Madison Square Garden every week? I'm like, can you just suspend for a second? He's like,
I'm just afraid you're going to get burnt out, baby. That's all I meant.
He's like, you're there. You're in Madison Square Garden. Yeah, I'll be there. I go every show. He's like, why not? It's fucking Madison Square Garden. All right. Okay. But why would I even ask that?
I saw the new Steven Spielberg movie, The Fablemans. Get it? It's about him, so it's got to be a Jewish name. And fables.
Okay.
But he's acting like it's a true story based on his life anyway.
Well, the people in his life will know. And I guess you know. So now he can't be sued?
I don't know.
He should have called it Try and Sue Me.
This is one of those movies that are there to tell you about the magic of the movies, like as if I'm not watching it. So, you know, so Steven Spielberg, he's the greatest of all time, but we've also followed him, his career, so we know that. So when he's, so I don't need to see, I'm tired of 8-year-olds in movies, their eyes going, the moving pictures! Like, okay, I know, we're here too. We have to pay $35 to see one of these fucking things. Yeah, we know, it's pretty amazing. and it takes you to another planet. I know, but the movie didn't have to be 2.5 hours. Can we just, let's all understand, we understand what a movie was then and how we progressed till now. Then tell me that you caught your mom cheating on your dad. I thought you talked about all this shit in E.T. and Close Encounters, but apparently not. Way too long of a movie. And what really confused me about it, too, is that there's like a white, young, average-looking kid taking my ticket. And he sees my ticket and he goes, "Oh, Fablemans." And I go, "Oh, you like it?" And he goes, "Oh, God, yes. I thought there'd be some kind of fucking magic." And Steven Spielberg, you know, even if it's in somebody's imagination, there'd be some kind of magic. And I'm like, "Oh, this guy was picked on." Like, I would have, you know, Steven Spielberg was fucking destroyed for being Jewish and fighting with his, he'd fight with his dad or his family. He knew a secret that the family was keeping from him, blah, blah, blah. So I want to find this kid and be like, "Are you all right?
Oh,
you know, it will work out, right? Okay. Because it worked out here at Steven Spielberg. It's almost a blessing." Well, anyways.
Well, honestly, Keith, I know you're not going to like this, but what you just said is making me want to watch the Spielberg movie.
He never gets it wrong. It's just, eh.
Well, it sounds like...
I feel like he's in his twilight now. Between this and West Side Story, I think he's just... There's not going to be another Minority Report anytime soon. That's my guess.
Well, I know I haven't seen the movie, but it sounds like it's long and it has stuff that you know because he wanted to put everything in one movie. It's not, right. Well, you already saw my work. It's, if you didn't know me, here's the movie. Can't just go, "Well, you know E.T., I'm that person."
Right, it's up until all that stuff. But like you'll see, he one of the first things he ever shot as a kid was some war movie. And it looks pretty cool, but you could tell it was redone. But anyway, he would poke holes in the film, and it would make lights come up, and he did that whenever there are gunshots in the movie. Oh, and I'm like, wow. That's fucking so cool. Although in this one, like, it's pretty overdone. Like, he would take little firecrackers, and then when somebody would run over them, they would pop. So that's a machine gun shooting at the person. But in this version, when you see it, like, it really explodes. I'm like, this kid's a genius.
Wow, Keith, you are describing...
It was still cool.
A phenomenal movie.
There you go. You'll love it. The Fablemans.
It got good reviews, right?
I think it got good reviews. It is at number...
Not by Kanye, but...
Let's see. Rotten Tomatoes. What's this movie again? The Fablemans.
The Fablemans. I'm allowed to do that.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 91% by critics, 82 by norms.
Would you consider that you might be wrong about this one? And I'm telling this from a complete ignorant place, but it sounds like maybe you were tired.
No, Jurassic Park was so much better.
Shit, I got to watch that first. Okay. All right, okay. I really didn't.
No, I know all this guy's stuff. It's sweet, but I need a little more excitement with my Steven Spielbergs. You know, I need a little intrigue.
A little world war.
A little world war.
A little, I caught my mom.
I remember me and Brother Love, we saw that movie Bully, a documentary, and sad as shit and very well done. But then afterwards, me and Brother Love were talking about, "Hey, did you feel this way too?" And he did, that we'd see like a kid by himself, like in the bathroom or, you know, waiting in the hallway for his parents. And we wanted to be like, "Anybody picking on you? You look like somebody people pick on. Where are they? Are they here? I'll beat the fuck out of them right now." That's how I felt with this Fableman's kid. I'm like, "Where is he?" But I couldn't find him. It was too late.
I get that.
What are we going to do? Fucking adopt him?
Well. I know. You just want to go to people like, "This so doesn't count. I promise you." Right. In fact, fail out. Leave. Don't come back. Say fuck you to your teachers. If it's this bad, I promise you, you get to and it won't matter.
Right.
Tell your teachers to go fuck themselves. If it's this bad, go ahead. Do it. Say Chemda said. I'll talk to your principal.
This winter, I guess the end of this year, the new Avatar comes out.
Oh. Okay.
Who's the director? Cameron. James Cameron. He says he already has plans also for Avatar 6 and Avatar 7. To be clear, coming out now is only Avatar 2. That really worries me. So Avatar 3 is supposedly all but done. 4, they have stuff in it already. 5, who knows? And plans for 6 and 7. Like, what could it be? And then the Tree of Life is actually God. Okay, but we're going to bring that out in the movie number 7. That'll be perfect timing. That's good. I don't like this. I don't like you, when you hear big plans like this. They never come through. They always come out fucked up. You know, like, I'm a rapper. I was in jail, but I made 9 albums. Oh, yeah, where are they? All right. That was insane to think when I was in jail, I wrote 9 albums.
I saw the first one. Still trying to figure out their plan for that one.
They're not done with the first one. Why are they on 7?
I don't know. The first one was like a high-budget kindergarten day. So, okay. Like, pave paradise, put up a parking, and now number 2. What? We get it. I see you. That's how you say
they
hi.
Tore down the in the second one, they tore down the train. They're like, you know what? A little more space. We love jumping around and shit. Not bad. The first one was in 2009. All right, calm down. It took a minute.
2009. This is the second one.
This is the second one. So we're gonna worry about the 7th one.
Did you like the first one?
I don't mind that it was made.
I feel like I'm the only asshole.
No, it's overrated. If it's even rated, it's by over. Maybe it's not overrated. Maybe it's just overwatched because we're all gonna watch this. I'm gonna watch the second one for sure. No, I didn't.
You
find
are?
It. Yeah. Of course. Of course, I am. It's Avatar.
Oh my god! This is why there's a 6th one.
This is why there's a 7. Just, yeah.
This it's because of you. You already said you're going to watch the 6th one. Of course there's a 6th one. This is your fault.
7. Don't downplay him.
Well, it's extra your fault for 7. I don't know what happened. Maybe you died. But, like, it's you're already planning on watching it. You don't even like it. You don't feel upset that it got made, so you're going to go watch it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that means it's good if it doesn't piss me off.
Okay. Are you going to watch Fablemans 2? AD?
If there's a biopic on Steven Spielberg's life when he started making actual movies, yeah, I would say that. Sure.
I said Fablemans too. I didn't say a biopic that you want with answers to all of your questions. I definitely didn't say that.
Does Johnny Fableman also make E.T. and Jaws and Raiders of the Lost Ark and Jurassic Park and Schindler's List? Because I'd like to watch that guy's story.
I think Kate H. has it. I've only seen bits of it. I feel that's enough.
They do have they have like a 3-minute trailer. It's them swimming and flying and shit.
You get it.
Yeah. And then I wonder if they saw the new Wakanda movie. And they fly around and swim underwater fast and shit. And I wonder if he's like, God damn it. That was my thing. I had a plan to 2047.
But what else are you going to do with your family this Christmas? You're going to see...
Right.
You're going to see the Santa one where it's not nice. You have to see.
There were kids in the theater, by the way. People don't know what movies are.
Yeah, but when you go with your family, it has to be like Rudy, the movie.
Right.
Or, I don't know, Jingle All the Way. Wow, I'm naming movies. Let's do another one.
Jingle All the Way.
Let's see. E.T. would be too controversial, right, for Christmas.
Oh God, if they had the guns and not the walkie-talkies. Yeah, I'm looking at, so Black Panther, you know, everybody will have already seen that.
Right.
By Christmas. Yeah, Violent Night, you don't want to take kids to. I heard the bells, that sounds stupid. I heard the bells, what could that be? That's got to suck. That'll probably be a good one.
What's it rated?
For family, I don't know.
I think it goes by what's rated.
It seems people fight for that.
Imagine sitting there and there's a sex scene. Now you're with your dad and your grandma and, you know, the kids or whatever. There's a violent scene. Now you got to worry about cousin so-and-so. There's this. But if everything's rated G or PG, if he falls down, he's not hurting himself. No one's dying. It's fine.
Speaking of Kanye, did you see or hear about Kanye West being on Alex Jones and that he was too much for Alex Jones? Alex Jones, of course, the, you know, Sandy Hook conspiracy theorist. That just lost over $1 billion for saying Sandy Hook never happened or saying it never happened and him knowing that it did. Kanye West came on there in a black mask covering his whole face. It's obviously him, though. It definitely looked like, it made me think of Kim Kardashian wearing some black mask at some red carpet event. Maybe it was the Met fairly recently.
And so it's art.
So he's definitely making art. In fact, one of the jokes he has is talking about Israel, and he's going to talk to Netanyahu, and he holds up a fishing net. Net.
Oh.
Get it? I think you got it. Okay, I promise you got it.
Okay, that's not exactly. He'd be like,
hey, Netanyahu.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm Netanyahu. All right, Netanyahu. And then he puts the net down. Like, it's a pretty short skits.
So he's mispronouncing it in order to get it right.
And he would say, no, I'm not against anybody, but everybody has good in them. And Kanye's saying, I love Hitler. And Alex Jones is like, yeah, but you don't mean you love Hitler. And then Kanye's like, right, but I love Hitler. And Alex Jones is like, oh, God, you're too much for me. And he tries to give him out. It's like, yeah, we love the Hugo Boss outfits. You said you're an artist, but we don't love Hitler, right? Like, I love Christ. He's the only one. And I know everyone has good in them. Which is funny, because isn't that something we pretend we're supposed to believe? Everybody?
Oh, my God. He's so confusing people. There, I saw this video, I think on Instagram or whatever, Black Israelites that... You know, they get together and they tell you how bad you are. And they start talking about Hitler. Like now, Hitler's just a dude. And somebody, I think, in the crowd, kind of the same, goes like, yeah, but you guys aren't into Hitler. Yeah, we love Hitler. You're all black. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. If Hitler met you, it wouldn't be good. You're not. Right. You're not going on the good trains with Hitler. You're not.
Right. Speaking of Schindler's List, remember all those black Nazis?
He thought being white was the ultimate best race. He was trying to literally get everyone to be white.
Right.
That's part of his mission. Did we forget who Hitler was? Is he just like a guy who has more followers than you? Like, what the fuck? Are we confusing social media or something?
He said there's just good things also. He says Hitler invented the very microphone we're talking into right now. A, he didn't. B, the Nazis didn't. C, Germany didn't. He invented the highway. He didn't, but all right. I'll tell you some things he did. You know, the Nazis did help. Anti-ship missiles, sarin gas, Jaeger and meth. You know, they helped us. There are things that the Nazis did help. But you don't gotta, don't start acting like they invented Tang, okay? They did some, easy.
This was a world war.
Right.
It was a world war. That's why you even know this leader's name.
Because Alex Jones goes, admit you're just trying to be shocking. This is Alex Jones who said Sandy Hook didn't happen. Say you're just trying to be shocking. I'm not. I love Hitler.
Oh, those Israelites, that's the question they were asked. They were like, but you believe the Holocaust was real, right? And they go, yeah, we love Hitler.
Jesus Christ.
So you know what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow.
Xerxes is saying the other day, someone told me Elon Musk is worse than Hitler. Let's not get into that. That's
right.
Extra.
It depends how my Doge is going on that particular day. Herschel Walker, he's having his runoff tomorrow with Warnock. Herschel Walker is, you know, anti-vax, flat earther. If we came from monkeys, how are there still monkeys? Real grade A idiot, pro-life, several abortions behind, blah, 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 blah.
I like how you summarize.
Thank you.
No, that's actually helpful. Thank you.
Well, it's interesting that Trump, who has $100 million of donor money on him, he didn't spend a dime during this latest runoff getting the news out. Herschel Walker was his idea. He isn't sure Herschel's going to win. He can't keep Trump. Trump can't keep looking like an idiot. So he didn't help this guy Herschel this time at all. That is okay. A move.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So Herschel's out.
Well, no, not necessarily. Herschel doesn't have Trump's support, didn't have money to promote.
Okay.
Like he did before. So we'll see, though. We'll see that it's still 50-50. It's still a fucking thing. Some 100 groups have poured $69 million into the December 6th runoff between Walker and Warnock. $69 million. Whatever.
What do you mean runoff? What does that mean? What are they putting money towards?
So the campaign money. So now that we have another election for these people specifically, because it was so close in Georgia, they're gonna do it again, which is tomorrow. During that time, $69 million was put into promotion in Georgia.
Holy shit.
No offense, Georgia. I didn't mean to say Georgia, but I mean, it's not America.
In one state. Yeah, out of fucking, 50 of them.
It's one race
remember.
In one state. Yeah. 69 million.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Nick Fuentes, he's the white nationalist leader, white power leader, who was having Thanksgiving or a pre-Thanksgiving dinner with Trump and Kanye
West.
Do
white nationalists know what they are?
He doesn't know his last name's Fuentes, or other people aren't figuring it out, but he's a leader of a white power group, and he doesn't understand that Kanye's black, I guess. A bunch of shit's going on at this dinner. Anyway, this is how now Nick Fuentes is in the news. Anyway, he was just at In and Out because people saw him. Said, "Are you Nick Fuentes?" He said, "No." They said, "Bullshit. We weren't really asking, you fucking racist." He says, "Fuck you." They go, "Fuck you." Fill up those little Dixie cups of ketchup. I don't know how many they got out. They say Dixie cups and started throwing it at him. He threw back his Sprite. You can't really throw those. You get everybody else other than the person you're trying to throw it at. And that's the latest going on with Nick. Fuck you, Nick Fuentes, you racist. He said his daily life is absolutely harmed by Jews and has publicly doubted that 6 million Jewish people were killed in the Holocaust.
You know, they all got to get their fucking shit straight. Hitler's either great and killed 6 million people,
right,
or he failed and the Holocaust didn't even happen. So who's your leader?
Head
What's
spinning.
Happening? Get your stories together. Is he great and he killed all like a whole bunch of people that we didn't want around? Or did the Holocaust never happen and Hitler's just a dude who made what? Highways? What are we saying?
I will say this, though. Maybe there is a point. Before Elon Musk bought Twitter, slurs against black Americans showed up on social media an average of 1,282 times a day. After the billionaire bought Twitter, almost 4,000 times a day. Slurs against gay men appeared on Twitter 2,500 times a day on average, after Elon Musk 4,000 times. Hate Jews, anti-Jewish, you know, hate, went up 61%. So there was some kind of weeding out before Elon Musk. That is true.
Okay.
That is true. That's all. But however it affects my Doge is, of course, the main concern. I see here Oxford Dictionary has has the 2022 word of the year.
Ooh, could we guess?
You could try. I know the answer, so I would probably win.
Okay.
You
of the year. You're saying I won't
you don't,
get it.
I don't think you'll get it.
What does it start with?
A G.
A G. Great news.
Great news.
Great news. Gaslight is what Anna says.
Gaslighting is Merriam-Webster's 2022 word of the year.
Okay. Okay. So we're not the same, but it's still a G word.
It's still a
good
G.
Good night.
It's good. It's good night. They made it one
night.
Word.
Good night.
It's goblin mode. Goblin mode.
No, it's not.
It defines the term as a type of behavior in which unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations. How you eat ribs, for example, I believe, would be goblin mode.
Oh, so just a fun way. So like fun,
yeah.
Not bad.
Right.
Okay.
Like the opposite of goblin mode is cutting pizza with a fork and knife.
Okay. Have you heard of this before?
Never in my life. I think it's Big Goblin. I think it's Big Monster out there that's paying somebody on the side. I've never in my life heard Goblin Mode. I don't know a lot of these memes, but I think I'm hip enough. I've never heard Goblin Mode once.
No. You're also watching movies and stuff.
Yeah, they never made a joke about Goblin Mode. SNL never even said anything about Goblin Mode. They take whatever's hip that week.
Anna is rejecting it.
Of course, it's rejected. Back to Merriam-Webster for my answers. Thank you.
You know what? Wait, what dictionary is this?
That was the Oxford.
No one ever starts their speech with Oxford Dictionary says.
Right.
They say Merriam-Webster says.
That's
so
true.
So we're going with Gaslight.
Oxford turned it to the final three, and then people voted. The three finalists were Goblin Mode, Metaverse, and the hashtag I Stand With.
Excuse me?
Somebody turned in their assignment late. This is bullshit.
Somebody quit right after.
Yeah.
I think Paige is right. Oxford is bullshit.
We're going with Merriam-Webster from now on. Their word was gaslighting, psychological manipulation intended to make a person question the validity of their own thoughts.
Yeah, that I heard a bunch of times.
The Oxford word of the year last year was vax, and Merriam-Webster's was vaccine. Well, guess what? Merriam-Webster wins. Vax. We're going to pick vax. Yeah, well, it's vaccine. But with an X. You're not hip.
It's right under vex.
Yeah. No, thank
above
you.
Vex. I get it.
No, thank you. Anna, stop trying to make Goblin Mode happen, Gretchen. KeithandTheGirl.com/kick. Thank you, everybody who took a visit. We have some fun videos there, I believe. Make sure you take a look at the rewards, the stretch goals, and the rewards on the right.
There are hours left, literally.
Literally hours left.
Yeah, so if you're listening now and you didn't do it,
hello.
You fucked up.
Right. All right. Now, we're going to go see Bianca, see if indeed she is alive. I mean, lupus, COVID, that's a lot going
not
on.
Lupus.
Not
lupus.
Yay!
Not lupus.
That's great! That's fantastic! No lupus! Yay! Okay. Now she has to worry about leukemia. All right. Not bad.
Just a quick kooky looky and some COVID on top.
Oh,
we'll
no
see
problem.
How she's doing. If you want to know, get yourself some VIP. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. Go free trial for a while. Free trial. Listen to that last Q&A. Listen to last week. Click a whole bunch of stuff. There's so much stuff there. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. You guys, happy birthday, everyone. I hope you had a great birthday weekend.
Thank you.
See you next time. KeithandTheGirl.com.